can hear you great now. Okay. We lost you for a second there. Katrine, introduce yourselves to everybody that is listening. So you're from Animal Kind, and you live in Catskill. Is that right?
Yep.
And what happened?
Yep. Yes, I'm Katrine, the cat lady from upstate New York. I do run Animal Kind. I'm the executive director and founder. And my home was in Catskill until Sunday. So I do live in Catskill, yes.
Katrine, can you tell, I talked to you this afternoon, can you tell us the harrowing story about how, what happened, not the day of the storm, of the actual tropical storm, but the day after? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I have, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Good. Sunday after the hurricane was, supposedly over, all of a sudden, in my backyard, the water was rising, and it wasn't just my backyard. It was a lot of people who live in Catskill on the creek, and so do I. And it was rising in a tremendously rate. I mean, it was like 2 feet in like in half an hour. And when I got home around 3:30, the water was up to my driveway, and I had to go through 4 feet of water to get to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 30 cats in my house who were either crippled or blind or special handicapped who I keep in my home and who are not at Animal Kind. And I only had 2 cat carriers, and I was frantic. And I have to say I called 3 of my good friends, Chip, Denise, and Jen, who all work with Animal Kind, and with him, literally 20 minutes, there were 4 cars outside with 30 carriers and cages, and 7 people came. They all, generally their family and friends to come, and they all, came through the water, which was up to their belly buttons. I threw the cats in carriers and cages. They were carrying them on their heads out of the house, and a few of my cats were outside on the porch, and they were too feral, too shy to come in. So I left the door open, and the police basically, forced me out of my home because I really didn't want to go because I was worried about the other cats outside. But then when I went back the next morning, of course, I only slept 2 hours that night. At 6 in the morning, as soon as the light came up, I went over, and all my cats were safe upstairs. So I did not lose any animals.
Thank goodness.
But I did lose everything else in the house, so there's no more furniture, no more bedding, no more computer, no more TV, no more couch for the cats to lay on, and no more washing machine to wash the clothes.
So Katrine, what does that mean?
Me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What does that mean for you now?
Do you have a place to stay?
Yeah,
actually, I'm lucky I have a husband, so we don't live together. Very good marriage. So lucky I am staying at his house right now. With 20 of my cats, I brought 10 back for the last 3 days. Me, my landlord, and my friends are cleaning the place. I mean, it takes weeks, if not months, to take care of everything. Cleaning it out, bleaching it, throwing things out, cleaning things up if we find anything that's usable, what has so far not happened yet. Also, unfortunately, Animal Kind was planning or is planning a fashion show in October, the Project Catwalk, which was a great success last year, and all the donated clothes was stored in my barn, and it's gone. It's all gone. I mean, everything is gone from our property. So we're in need of donations of fashion, clothing, outfits, so we can still have the fashion show, which is a very big and important fundraiser for Animal Kind, more important now than ever because of the economics.
Mm-hmm.
We have more cats than ever, more people in need. And actually, just yesterday, I have to tell you, in the midst of all this, 4 inches of mud and destruction and, shock, somebody dumped 2 tiny kittens on my front steps. When I came back from buying bleach, I heard this crying, and I was thinking this is maybe in the bushes, that maybe some mother cat or something was flooded. And they were in one of my carriers who were outside, there were 2 little kittens sitting there, all wet, all dirty, with the eyes were crusted, and so that was another little gift we got. But, I have to say one thing. I think, to me personally, what matters is that all lives were saved, everybody is alive, and all the materialistic things we can replace, so... But the fashion show is important, so I would love for anybody who listens, if they can chop up some clothes at Animal Kind, for our fashion show, for our fundraiser, would be wonderful.
Katrine, can you give us an idea of when is the fashion show? Where is it going to be held, and what kind of clothes are you looking for?
Okay, the fashion show will be held on October 16th, but it's a Sunday, around 6 p.m. at Club Helsinki in Hudson. And it's we're looking for all kinds of like vintage clothes, designer clothes, anything with it. I mean, we don't look for sweatpants or T-shirts. We're looking for some fashionable outfits, even from the 80s or 70s, can be vintage, in good condition. And we're going to put together collections that will be outrageous and fun, and be auctioned off to benefit Animal Kind.
Okay, in the meantime, if people want to make a donation to Animal Kind, how can they do that?
Donations can be made by send a check to Animal Kind at P.O. Box 902 in Hudson, New York, 12534. Or people can just go over to Animal Kind. They're still open, even though I will not be around for a while, but Animal Kind will be open and run by my wonderful staff, what I cannot say more good things about. I mean, they're angels. They're wonderful people. And they're having Animal Kind open Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 12 to 4. So anybody can also go in and make a donation or, you know, look at the kitties.
Okay.
And that's spend a little time.
Located right on Warren Street between 7th and 8th in Hudson, New York, right?
Yes. And 721.
Okay, Katrine, I just want to officially, this is Christina Malisoff, and I want to officially ask you to please come and make a public service announcement if you can. This is one of the things that community radio does. You know, it gives people the possibility or the ability to come in and make a public service announcement that people know what you are doing. For both Columbia and Greene counties, the animal rescue is what you've been doing for the last, 12 years?
Yeah, 12 years, yes. We are basically a cat rescue organization who helps animals and people. We have a spay and neuter program for low-income pet owners and stray cats. We rescue animals, cats and kittens in need. We respond to people who have no money to buy cat food. We provide cat food and medical care for their pets. And we're doing this now over 12 years, and we have over 100 cats and kittens right now at Animal Kind who are also looking for homes.
Okay. And Katrine, I know that you also work with the Humane Society to neuter and spay animals.
Yeah, we are sharing a spay and neuter clinic at the Humane Society, and the Humane Society and Animal Kind are basically sharing a vet weekly, so we can spay and neuter cats for a low cost at $765 a cat, including all the vaccinations.
Okay, so I know that you need to get back, and in wrapping up, I just want to again have you just maybe encapsulate why people should support Animal Kind, obviously to help the cats, but just some of the services that you tirelessly provide to both the Columbia and Green communities.
Yes. Well, we are the only organization who is on call 24/7. We never turn anybody away. If we get calls, and we got around like 25 calls in the last 2 weeks from mother cats and kittens in London Hudson and found in garages. There was one right behind Vico down in Hudson. We took two mother cats out in Union Street. There were abandoned kittens, up at the cemetery. When we get calls like this, we don't wait and 5 days to call back. We call right back. We go get the animals. We help people who call us frantically that they found bottle baby kittens with no mother. Mm. We help them feed them. We provide people who have animals with medical issues and they call us frantically. We provide them with medical care through veterinarians if they have no money. Our interest is the welfare and the relationship between pets and their people. And I think we made a huge difference because there is no other organization like Animal Kind
Katrine,
to help the community,
Excuse me. Hi. My name is Ron Diamonstein. I just have a couple of questions that are occurring to me. So under these circumstances, do you expect to see an increase in the amount of unwanted or cats that are, or perhaps the people are unable to care for them under the circumstances? Are you expecting an influx?
Well, I have to admit to you that the influx is steady for the last 2 years, even without, a catastrophic event like what we're experiencing right now in Columbia and Queen County.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that there were more emergencies. There were more emergencies over the weekend. We got a call from Alan Thurston a few days ago where some worker who helped other people who dealt with the hurricane effect found an injured cat on the side of the road. And we responded right away, and 10 minutes later, the cat was in our care. I'm pretty sure there will be more and more calls this week. I know of some people in the area where I live, they lost some animals in the flooding.
Yeah.
It is very sad. They have not enough time to prepare for evacuation. So we're also planning, actually, in the future to put out a plan for situations like this that pets can be helped as much as people.
Right.
Because I think that's really important, and I just experienced this trend on my own.
Yeah, that's a very good point, to have cat carriers in a plan in your house or your apartment so that if something happens, you can get your animals out right away.
But there should also be organizations that help, because some people don't have cars, for instance,
Mm-hmm.
Some people live in a trailer home somewhere and be more isolated from a community. I do believe there should be an emergency a team set up ahead of time if we know that something is coming. Would will be at least able to respond to situations, when they appear, and a phone number where people can call when they're in need of help.
Yeah, I mean,
No,
it's important because a case in point, Hurricane Katrina was left so many animals homeless, and so many people have adopted a lot of those animals, but it was still equally devastating to the animals as to the human population.
I do think it's crucial that there's education, but there's also a solution for those people. So one of my ideas is, in the midst of cleaning up and emptying my house and everything else, is that animal kind, maybe hopefully in conjunction with the Humane Society and other groups who in the area, that we get together and we establish some kind of an emergency response team for a situation like this in the future.
That's a great idea. Well, Katrina, I really want to thank you again, and I'm sorry for your loss, but thank goodness you're okay and the cats are okay. And again, thank you to your wonderful crew at Animal Kind. And thank you for coming on today. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I want to say Jen Williams, Denise Carson, and Chip Chapin, they are heroes, I have to say. They are heroes. And I thank everybody, who helped us and all the other people in distress on that dreadful day on Sunday. But listen, all is good. We are alive. We'll keep on going. And, things can be replaced. Lives cannot be replaced. So happy that we are here still doing what we're doing. And I thank you.
Okay. Good talking to you, Katrine. Take care.